Anytime. I will share my PowerPoint now. Yeah. So I don't know if the camera is catching me, but I will maybe change this a little bit. So welcome to the introduction of circular economy course. My name is Siiri Perämäki. I'm a senior lecturer here at Department of Chemistry. So this is a chemistry course, as you may well know, but I think many of you have a different background. So this is meant to be a course that can be taken with different backgrounds. So it doesn't necessarily mean you have to be a chemist or understand chemistry to be here. But I have to warn you, this course will include chemistry. So you should be prepared for that. But it doesn't, you don't need to understand it to pass the course. So I will tell a little bit more about that. Today's lecture will be about what is involved in this course. I will show you the online course, which is here during this is part of this course, and some of the assignments we will do during the lectures and so on. So you will get an idea. And my room is in applied chemistry, so a different building there, SK 514. So if you want to visit, you can. I'm there most days from 8 to 2 o'clock, but not on Fridays. I'm free on Fridays, so if you try to contact me on Friday, I won't be working, but I'm working part-time. And there's my email. Some of you have already contacted me. And yeah, I have a background in circular economy. So I did my I'm originally from a little bit north from here, Saarijärvi, but I have been studying here since my master's. So I did my master's here and my PhD also, and in circular economy related topics, but involving chemistry. So basically valorization of waste streams, recovery of metals from different waste streams, and analytics. Also, metal analytics has been a big part of my research. And this course, in summary, consists of this Circular Now online course, which is by the Climate University. So it's widely available to anyone. So it's free to access. You don't have to be in this course to attend it. But to get credits from the course, you have to be in this course also. That course is 3 credits. So we will have more stuff on top of that, but that's the online course. There will be, I will show where it is, so you can log in and you can do it at your own pace anytime you want. And there are multiple choice tests there which you have to pass, and an essay after you have done the online course, which you will return, and I will assess. The multiple choice tests, they are automatic, so I don't have to look at them or do anything. You just get info that you have passed or haven't passed the multiple choice tests. But the essay will be evaluated. Then there's lectures from University of Jyväskylä Circular Economy Research Group. So we have from the chemistry department and also from the environmental sciences, we have some research groups telling about their research, which is related to circular economy. This part will include some chemistry. We have an essay from that, so you can choose 2 interesting talks you like, most interesting to you, and then you can just write your essay on that. It's a one-page essay, so no big deal about that. Group work. We will start not immediately, but maybe next week. The group work part, you will divide into small groups and then do a literature report and presentation of your choice of topic. I haven't had time to choose the topics yet, but I will do it next week. So you can choose your topic and your group next week. Yeah. So now onto the Circular Now online course. I have a website there. I think we can check it out now. So I will show you how to do it. So this is the page. It's in my slideshow, so you can follow the link. So this is Circular Now course, and at the bottom of the page, there is this course material where you click. And here's this Hakka login. So use this Hakka credentials. It's your JYU login, and you need to select University of Jyväskylä. Yeah. Select. Then log in. So you will do the course from here. So all of the lectures are here, and the multiple choices and so on. This has five like chapters, which are included in this course, but it has a sixth, but please don't do it, it's not included. So 1 to 5 is included in these lectures. And this is like doesn't involve any chemistry or so you don't need any background for this. Should be fine for all backgrounds. Then 6 and 7, so on, please disregard those. But you can study from here. Here's short introduction into the topic and so on. So this is pretty straightforward. Hope you can all access it. I will return to my PowerPoint now. Yeah, so it's fully online. You can do it at your own pace, but I have thought that you could do it at the beginning part of this course, and then you can focus on the group work at the end of the course, maybe more. So I think that would be a reasonable way to do it. Then assignments, those multiple choice questions at the end of each section, though there will be total of 5 tests. And then what did I learn about the circular economy essay? I will tell you a little bit more about that in the next slides. And the learning objectives for this course is that you can explain the goals of circular economy. You know what is circular economy, how to move towards it, and you can understand how circular economy can be used in different sectors. So there are examples from food industry, forest industry, and so on. I haven't yet looked at it myself, so I might have to also go through the Circular Now course during this course. So then we will have these on-site lectures also available via Zoom. So I will have the same Zoom link to every one of these online meetings, so you can join via Zoom if you want to. These are like introductory lectures to our research, which is being done at JYU related to circular economy. And for each lecture, we have two presentations, roughly 30 minutes of presentation, and then 15 minutes for questions and discussion. And presenters from chemistry and environmental science. We could have, if this was a whole JYU-wide stuff. I know there's lots more people studying circular economy at the University of Jyväskylä, but this is focused on mathematics and science, so we have kept it a little bit on the little bit more compact, this agenda. And the lectures will be available as recordings in Moodle after the live presentations. And some of the examples of the topics, what are we going to discuss during these lectures? Metal recovery from e-waste, how to recover the valuable metals present in e-waste. Then some examples of waste plastics that can be used as adsorbents for harmful substances, heavy metals, pesticides, hormones, so on. berries as sources of antimicrobial substances, how to recover some beneficial substances from berries, local berries. So I think interesting stuff. Hope you agree. But many more topics also. Then we have this assignment, this essay. So similar to the first essay, what did I learn about circular economy research at JYU? So you can choose two talks and tell about that. And the objective is that you are familiar with the research that we are doing here at this mathematics and science, mathematics and yeah, this field of work. Then a little bit of a closer look to the assignments. About the multiple choice tests. So there is five tests on different course topics, and you have to get at least 70% correct to obtain a pass mark. If there is no limit how many times you can try it. So if you don't pass, you can try it next time in 24 hours. So there's a little bit of a gap, so you can't try it straight away, but you have to wait one day to try again. They will be scored pass and fail. They will not be affecting your grade in this class. When you have passed all those multiple choice tests, you should print the course certificate from the Circular Now website, because I cannot see if you have passed those multiple choice tests myself, because I'm not as a teacher in this Circular Now course. But you have to print the certificate and upload it to Moodle so I can see that you have passed all those multiple choice tests. Then we have this essay from the Circular Now course. So when you have looked at all the lectures and passed the course, you can write an essay about the things you have learned during this Circular Now course. But the objective is to check that you are familiar with the course materials, and the length of the essay should be about 2 pages, so not very long. Please, because I do have 23 students currently at the course, so 2 pages is very enough. The essay should cover all the topics covered in the course, and this is called 20 points maximum. So 100 points is the maximum points for this course. So 20% of the grade comes from this essay. And you should return the essay to Moodle also. I can show you the Moodle in a few minutes. Then the essay about our lectures with the circular economy research here at JYU. When the lectures finish, you will write this essay. So choose two research presentations. And this is only 1 page. And this will be 10 points to your grade, so 10% affecting to your grade, and this should also be returned to Moodle. Then about the group work, I would like you to form groups of 2 to 3 people and select a topic of your choice. The topics are coming soon, I don't have them yet, but if you have your own have some idea on what kind of topic you would like to have, you can also suggest an old topic, but please don't suggest if you're a PhD student or so on your own topic which you're doing your PhD on, so that wouldn't be very fair. Then assignments, we have this literature report from the group work, so approximately 3 pages of report of this group work assignment, and include references and specify the participation of each student. So if you have 3-person group, there should be clearly stated which each student has done, so each should have equal part in this group work, because this will affect your grade with 70% weight. So this has a big weight on your grade in this course. Then we will have presentations. So you will present your topic to the other students 10 to 15 minutes in length, and return your PowerPoint slides to Moodle before the presentation, since I can share them from my computer then. And all group members should participate in presenting the work. And we have two of the last meeting times, which are the seminar times, so two in September. Yeah. We will present those group works. So 70 is the maximum points you can achieve from the group work. And the presentation and literature report will be evaluated together, so I will give you separate points from those. So you don't have to be a super presenter to get 70 points. It doesn't matter how the presentation goes when you're trying, so don't worry about that too much. And the objective here is to participate or to practice in group work, collaboration, as practice a little bit of presentation, and then summarizing recent literature in a cohesive and logical way. So you can make some kind of nice summary of your topic and learn a little bit more about applications of circular economy. The topics will be something related to applications of circular economy. Yeah, then a summary about the grading. So you need to get 50 points to pass the course with grade one. So this is from one, the lowest grade, to five, the highest grade. So here you can see the points you get to get each grade. And the multiple choice tests, they don't affect your grading. You just have to pass those to pass the course. And the essays have smaller weight in the grading of the course. So 20 points for the circular economy essay and 10 points for the research essay. And then group work has 70 points. Yeah. I could show you before we go into the timetable, I will show you the Moodle app. Yeah. So I put also a link to my slides to here. Have you been using Moodle previously? Yeah, most of you have. So it will be Introduction to Circular Economy Lectures, which is the title of the Moodle course. Lecture materials will appear here. So when we finish with the recording, I will put the recording over there and the slides also. And then you can look at them later on if you need to. And then assignments, when you return assignments, I have different boxes here, so you can return your assignments here. So when you have done the Circular Now course, you can return the certificate here. So I can check you have done it. Then your essay returns are here, two of the essays. And then group work literature report return here, and then group work presentation return here. And I have put the deadline on all of these at the end of the course. So I think I put in 5th of September for these essays. I hope you will be ready with those far sooner, hopefully. But I put a deadline there, and the group work should be returned, I think, when we start the seminar. So actually, that's my next slide about the timetable. So at the end of the course, these literature reports and presentations regarding the group work. But let's look at the timetable. Yeah. So today, I don't think we took very much time, but we looked at what is the course like. On Wednesday, we will have Matti Haukka, who is a professor here at Department of Chemistry. He will tell about his group's research, and then I will give some few examples of our group's research. Then a week from now, we will have Jani Moilanen, who is an assistant professor here, and Ari Väisänen, who is a full professor. They will tell about how metal recovery is being done related to circular economy. So they will have metal recovery related topics. Then I put in next week's Wednesday that we would choose the topics and then make the group work groups. So you will choose your groups next Wednesday and choose the topics. Then on 16th, we will have Kaisa Helttunen, who is assistant professor here, and Elina Kallenius is a senior lecturer. They will tell about their research field. It's related to organic chemistry a little bit more, so about the berries, how to extract some valuable compounds and other kind of organic feeds where you can recover some organic substances, valuable organic substances. So their research is related to that. Then I don't haven't filled these spaces yet, but we will have some lectures there also. But I'm not sure of if all of these will be full of lectures. Maybe we will have some group work. Get together here, so we will discuss the group work a little bit more on one of those lecture times. And two of the last sessions, so 7th of September and 9th of September, are the seminar times. So then we will have the group work presentations. And if you cannot make it to one of those, you should inform me that you want to have your presentation on a specific date. If you have the so Monday is okay for you, but you cannot make it on Wednesday, so please let me know if you have a preference on the date you want to have your presentation on. So there's 23 people on the course, at least on Thursday there was. So probably we will have 10 presentations or so on the course, so maybe a little bit less, 5 presentations per each seminar. And then it would be nice if you could make some questions to your fellow students, so ask some questions from them, because we have different backgrounds here, so not all are chemists or environmental scientists. We have lots of varying backgrounds, so I think this is an interesting course to have group works and so on, because we have different backgrounds. Yeah. Thank you. Then for the questions, I will stop sharing because I can look at the chat. Do we have anything new now? Not yet. Do you have any questions? Short introduction into the course, but you can now go into the Circular Now online course and start doing it at your own pace. And on Wednesday we have this lecture here, same room, but at 10 o'clock. So we will hear about the research groups related to this. Yeah, go ahead.
Questions. Okay. Online.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it should be fine. You can present online.
Yeah.
We have to It can be, it doesn't have to, the whole group doesn't have to be online. If someone is here on location and you are online, but let's see how the groups form. So, but you can do it online, sure. I think there is several other participants also who are doing this fully online, so they won't make it to here because they might be perhaps in another country. So there are several of those people. So we can certainly arrange to have some groups that are fully online for the presentations also. Any more questions? Yeah, if you don't have to use the Haka login if you, yeah, you can use your personal email because I won't do anything in the system. It doesn't matter how you log into the Circular Now course. I just found it useful to use my Haka credentials. I didn't have to make a separate account to access it, but yeah, anyway, you can access it just so you will upload the certificate into Moodle so I can see that you have done it. Yeah. Any more questions that come into mind? Yeah, go ahead.
I think I forgot, but are there like lectures from other researchers recorded also? Because
Yes.
I have another quiz on Wednesdays that's the exact same time.
Yeah. Yeah, the question was that are the lectures from the other research groups, are they recorded? So yes, they are recorded. So I will be recording all of the live events. So they will be recorded. Yes. You can find them in Moodle. Yeah, I have the recording button. Recording, I was just worried. I did record this, yes. Good. Okay, any more questions? Okay, if that's it, I will stop the recording and thank you. Thank you for.